Greetings, this is Nigeria Anderson with Urban Buzz Magazine, and we have Mikey J on the line, a former key player, BX partner. He has a new project coming out. Mikey J, tell the people what's going on.
Hey, Nigeria, how you doing? First and foremost, thank you for having me. It's been a while since I've been on your platform, and I'm very honored to be back on, especially at this moment in time, because I come to the full launch of my film, Time Matters. We're doing a movie premiere June 23rd, and I'm looking forward to you covering the red carpet.
Absolutely.
And thank you. Time Matters is a film that I wrote, produced, financed, executive produced, and directed, and also that I'm starring in, alongside some great, great talent, Peter Guns, hip-hop pioneer, hip-hop legend, and lover hip-hop star, and Vanessa Goodwin, who plays Lacey, Rick Rosenspire, who plays Anthony Catento Sr., Gigi Niglia from Mob Wives, who plays Isabella Catento, the wife of Anthony Catento Sr., Raymond Broadwater, who plays the brother of Anthony Catento Sr., he plays Paolo Catento. I'm looking forward to it. Looking forward to it.
What inspired you to, you know, because if you don't know Mikey J is hip-hop, period, but has a laundry list of music producing, being an artist, producing others, and now this switch into film. What inspired you to tap into this new market?
You know, I've always been involved in film. For the past 7 years, I've been investing in film, financing film, obtaining financing for film as well.
Oh, okay.
And I've always had I'm not going to say a childhood dream, but I would say an ambition since I was a youth to always just want to partake in film, whether it was behind the scenes, in front of the scenes, or whatever. And when I got the opportunity to utilize my status, my platform, and just get involved in film, I just ran with the ball, and I've been hitting every yard line I can hit.
Right. And how difficult is it? You know, because people think film is easy, and you can just get up, and, you know, everybody got their phones now, and everything's easy to kind of make these little tight promotional videos or use the video platform. But there's a difference between creating a film and doing a video, correct?
It is. And I just had that conversation with my cousin T Fresh out of Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
Him and I was going to be doing some things as well. And I was just explaining to him the difference between music video editing and film editing. And it is a big difference.
Right.
And it's a difference. When it comes to film and music video, you know, anybody could just pick up and point and shoot a camera, but it takes someone that has an eye, that has a vision,
right,
to visualize what they want to bring to the forefront. So the masters can't sit there and point a camera. You got to know what angles you want. You got to know what shot selection you want. You know, you got to know what you're doing before you even pull your camera out.
Right.
Because it's not just your vision. Let's say you're shooting someone else's project.
Right.
You know, you got to go by what they want. If they tell you they want an over-the-head shot, you got to know how to shoot it and how to capture the moment.
Right.
Anyone can shoot a camera, but can you capture the moment?
Right.
And
right,
that's what I'm about. I'm about just capturing the essence of the scene, you know, getting the best visuals that I can get. That's a lot of up-and-coming, aspiring filmmakers, whether they're men, women, or even children, shoot different.
Right.
Be different.
Right.
Don't do what other people are doing. Just be different. Bring something new to the forefront. I always tell them, a music video and a film are not the same. Films are very tedious. They're very meticulous. You can't play with those.
Right, exactly. Now, let's talk about the soundtrack as a musician and an artist as well. I know you laid the soundtrack. What was that process like in gathering people to do that part? There's so many elements to creating a film, you know, the actors and directing, and then now the music part. What was that like for you?
Soundtrack for me was, it's always the last thing to do in any film. And it was easy for me because I already knew what I wanted. I already knew each scene that I shot, already knew what song I would put in that scene.
Right.
Whether it's Frankie Valli in the Four Seasons or the Four Tops or a record by SWV or even a record by Fat Joe or Big Pun. My soundtrack is very eclectic, very diverse, because each scene is different. Time Matters has an eclectic, diverse cast.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have a Black, I have Latino, I have Russian, I have Jewish, I have a very diverse cast. Each culture, each song represents the culture of that character or the character that's in that scene.
Nice.
So putting the soundtrack together for me was very easy. I already had songs already hand-picked and hand-selected by me. And I'm going to be bringing in some aspiring rappers and singers of such of different cultural backgrounds and giving them a shot as well.
Well, I'm just not sure why my phone didn't ring when you was casting. I mean, I could have just did a walk. I could have been an extra something. Jeez, boy, I tell you.
Listen, whenever you see any information, anything I'm doing, you don't need an invitation from me.
Just call me.
You do not need an invitation from me. Because there's so many people that I got love for, such as yourself, that as bad as I want to just have somebody pick up the phone or me pick up the phone, I say to myself, Miss Anderson, a call, this one a call. And when they do, we got them.
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
I am shooting a third film, Keys and Cuffs.
I like that title. I like that. That sounds like a fun film. Keys and Cuffs.
We just wrapped up Colorblind. So we're going to be doing a premiere for Colorblind in August. And Keys and Cuffs, we're filming as we can be filming this week, this weekend.
All right. All right. So tell us about June 23rd. Let everybody know where it's going to be at, how they can get involved, support. We need people to support films, aspiring filmmakers, and people who are putting in this good work. We need to come together and show love, whether we go to the theaters, buy the DVD, download it. We have to support. So let them know where they can come out on June 23rd.
For June 23rd, we're doing four showings. The first show is for the cast and the media, and that's going to be at 11 a.m. But at 2 p.m., 5 p.m., and 8 p.m., we'll be doing the showings for the family, the friends, regular spectators that want to see the film, as well as 30 minutes prior to the showing of the film, we're doing the red carpet. And after, we'll be interviewing the spectators that viewed the film, and we'll get their honest opinions and, you know, and let them shine as well, because it's all great that we make films, but we need the spectators and their opinions. And I value a spectator's opinion. I run with it. I would take a spectator's opinion, average consumer, over a critic any day.
Right.
Because a lot of critics, they've gotten it wrong and they still get it wrong. So it is what it is.
Yeah, so you're right about that.
Yeah, it's the truth.
Yeah.
So June 23rd, we're going to be at Stewart Cinema and Cafe, located at 79 West Street, Brooklyn, New York. And it's owned by Emmeline Stewart, a very good friend of mine of 10 plus years, Cuba Film Festival, TV producer, filmmaker, director, film producer. I mean, you name it. This woman is the creme de la creme, and I'm glad to have her in my square.
Right.
Everybody can fit in your circle, but not too many people can fit in your square.
Come on, man.
And I'm glad to have her in my square. I could have did this anywhere, but nope. First black woman to open up her own cinema cafe, and I'm supporting that.
That's right.
And I'm going to be supporting that from here on out. So June 23rd, everyone, June 23rd, you have a choice, 2 o'clock, 5 o'clock, 8 o'clock show, and we're going to be at the Stewart Cinema and Cafe, 79 West Street, Brooklyn, New York. We're giving away a $150 gift bag. I'm putting a soundtrack in there, dad hat or a snapback, a t-shirt, and a pair of slides. So that's all going in the gift bag. I'm giving away popcorn, and we're doing a Q&A after each film.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really looking forward to it. I'm excited. I can't wait to see my own finished product. And anybody that wants to see the film, I would love to have you. I need you.
Right. I need your support.
My cast needs your support. The Stewart Cinema and Cafe needs your support.
That's right.
Because she opened up the theater for aspiring filmmakers, men,
right,
women, and children. So this is the first black-owned female cinema cafe in New York that is catering to aspiring filmmakers. And I'm proud to be there.
Yeah.
Netflix, they did the billion screening there. They do a lot of mainstream screenings there.
Yeah, that's my show,
opened
too,
up that, yeah, she opened up that cinema cafe for aspiring filmmakers of all cultural backgrounds, whether you're black, white, yellow, green, Asian, orange, purple, it don't matter. Gay, straight, crooked, whatever you are, this theater is for you.
That's right.
My movies are for you. I encourage you all to support me, and I want your support. So please come see Time Matters. Some great talent. Vanessa Goodwin, you will not believe this woman is a first-time actress.
Wow.
Raymond Broadwater, Armin Ra, Valentin, Alanzo Phillips, all these people. I mean, we have the kids made phenomenal performances. Jasmine Bowman, Sydney Scott, Samantha Coley, who plays my kidnapped daughter. We got legendary comedian Kool Bubba Ice. We got Nikki Cox. We have a great cast. So please,
good,
everyone, The Stewart Cinema and Cafe, 79 West Street, Brooklyn, New York. You got a choice out of 2 o'clock, 2 p.m., 5 p.m., and 8 p.m. Now, what I'm doing is unprecedented. We're only accepting Cash App.
Mm-hmm.
We're only accepting Cash App because not too many people want to put their personal American Express, Discover, Visa, MasterCard, I'm the same way, on the
super
information highway, the internet.
Right.
So if you don't have Cash App, download the app, Cash App. And the Cash App is AIGNE Enterprises. If you don't have Cash App, we are doing special deliveries. We are delivering your tickets directly to you. So please, June 23rd, Time Matters, red carpet movie premiere. You don't have to wear a ball gown and all that.
Right.
Just come dressed like you're going to the movies.
That's
79 West Street, Stewart and Cinema Cafe, 2 p.m., 5 p.m., or 8 p.m. You got three great shows.
And how do people reach out to you? You got a website? What's your social media?
Hey, everybody, you guys can reach out to me. You can go to my IMDb, and that's an acronym for Internet Movie Database. And my IMDb is Mikey J. My actors and directors' Facebook is Michael Stephen Paul. Stephen Paul is hyphenated. We go to Mikey J, M-I-K-E-Y-J-A-Y. My YouTube channel, if you want to see the sizzle reel and the trailer for Colorblind and Time Matters. Time Matters feature film, Colorblind feature film. And more information is now on YouTube. So Time Matters movie premiere info is now on my Mikey J TV YouTube channel. And you can also get me on Instagram at Mikey J's IG, M-I-K-E-Y-J-A-Y-S-I-G.
Cool. Thank you, brother, for always stopping by and letting us know what you're doing, because it's key players like you who we cater to. It doesn't matter. Whatever you're doing, you let us know, and we're going to put it out there, and that's just how we do it.
And I appreciate you so much, and I got something for your listeners. Anybody that wants to put their trailer in my movie, there's a fee attached, but we're going to screen the trailers, and I will allow 5 trailers to accompany my film.
Yo, that's hot. That's an exclusive. Oh my goodness, this is how we do it. Listen, get your trailers ready. That's fire right there, Mike, man. But you're a good brother, man. If people follow him, he does a lot of great things, a lot of great things for the community, a lot of great things for the kids. He's just an awesome dude. He's legit.
Thank you.
Know, I don't mess with nobody who's not legit. So if he's telling you to send the trailers, listen. Opportunity
thank
is
you.
Knocking. So, Mikey J,
and
thank you.
Since you said that about the community, I want to give a big shout out to Andrea Michelle Blassingame. She reached out, and I'm going to be shooting for Father's Day. I'm going to be shooting a Father's Day photo shoot, and it's basically Black Men Read. And
that's
I'll be dressed up and all that, and I'll be reading whether it's to the kids or just reading. And I'm looking forward to that. She has an initiative. It's a literacy initiative. And I'm proud to be part of that as well. And I'll be shooting for that June 1st out in Philadelphia. Then come back to filming for Keys and Cuffs. And,
Man. You
know, I'll keep you posted with that too.
Absolutely. Again, thank you for stopping by.
And thank you for having me. And much love. And I look forward to seeing you June 23rd.
I'll be there.
Awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome.